14th Perek of Zvachim, 10th Mishnah, last Mishnah of Zvachim. Elo Kachim Kreivim Mishkan. These are the Kachim that had to be brought in the Mishkan at the time that was permitted to make bomas. Kachim Hukdashu Mishkan. That there are Kachim that were Makdisim specifically to be brought in the Mishkan itself, not in Boma, which include Kavan the Siva, Kavan Mishkan, the Kavan is the Tomid, the Mosafim, had to be brought in the Mishkan, the Kavan is both Klal Yisrael, Kavan is Yachim and Boma. Stam, Kavan Yachim, private Kavanas could be brought in a Boma, Kavan is Yachim, she hooked to Shul in Mishkan. He grew up in Mishkan. It's a Kavan, private Kavan, that was, at the time, was Makdash, he said he wants a Daka to be brought in the Mishkan, then he has to bring in the Mishkan. And grew up in Babama Potter, but he doesn't get a punishment of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, if he would have done them outside, because the Maisa was permitted to make a Kavan outside of the Mishkan in that period of time. Just since he made a neder to bring it in the Mishkan, it has to be Mekayim's neder. Marabim Bamas Yochel Bamas Siva. What is in between a private Bama and the Mishkan? Smicha. When you brought a Korban in a Bamas Siva, you had to make Smicha, Shkita Safin, you had to shecht in the northern part, Matan Tzoviv. You had to sprinkle the blood around the Mizbeach, or certain Kabbalahs in the two corners of the Mizbeach, so she hit all four sides. All these things did not apply to a Bama. Same thing with Tanufa, waving certain Kabbalahs, Hakosha, Menachas were put next to the Mizbeach, but a Bama was not done. And not put next to the Mizbeach. Yehuda Aymer, Ein Mincha Bama, Bechalad, they were not bringing Minchas in a Bama. And also, there's no Kiyun, the Big Disharis. The Bama, you don't need Dafke. According to do the void, you don't need a special begotten of the Kohanim. The Kli Shavis, you don't need the special holy vessels for the void. Mechitza B'damim, there's no difference between the top and the bottom. And the Bezbeach, we learned before, certain Kohanim you sprinkle the blood on the top, half, some on the bottom half. Rech Nichoyach, and this concept of Rech Nichoyach, which means that in Mizbech there's a chiyuv that you have to roast the entire roasting has to be done in the Mizbech, whereas in a bomb you can start roasting off the Mizbech and then finish it off on the Mizbech. On Mechitzas and Domim, the two halves of the Mizbech in respect to sprinkling the blood, basically mixed with certain components, the blood was sprinkled on the top half, some on the bottom half. In a bomb there's no difference. The Rachas Yadayim Raglayim, there's no chiyuv of washing one's hands and feet before doing the avodah. That's only the voim when they come into the Beis HaMikdash. Avol hazman, the prescribed times, in other words, if you thought that you can bring, you know, eat it chutz lezmano, that concept of pigel does apply in a boma, vanoiser, if the food is left over after the prescribed time, it also becomes also, vatama becomes tummy, now that eat it, that shavim zebez, both the boma and the mishkan have the same status. We have finished Maseches Zvachim.